A great mujtahid once said, it cannot be said he is a man of piety. In fact, he is the true essence and manifestation of taqwa. Ayatollah Behjat was born on August 24th, 1916 in the Fumangelan province in the north of Iran. He lost his mother at the age of two, and his sister played an important role in raising him. Ayatollah Behjat's father fell ill at the age of 16, and no one thought he would survive. But one of his family members heard a voice saying, "Do not worry, he will be fine because he is going to be the father of Muhammad Taqi." After this event, he fully recovered and named his third son Muhammad Taqi. At a young age, he showed thirst for acquiring knowledge, and after his primary studies, he went straight to religious studies. At the age of 14, he went to Karbala, and 4 years later, he went to the famous seminary of Najaf, where he had the opportunity to study under some of the best teachers. 15 years later, he returned to Iran and settled in Qom. This is a picture of him in his youth. Aga Behjat believed that you must let go of material comforts and luxuries in order to attain closeness to God. He lived in a simple house and he got many offers from relatives and well-wishers to move into a fancier house, but he declined. Although his home was simple, the atmosphere was always full of nur and spirituality. Ayatollah Behjat wrote books on usul and fiqh, but did not have them published. He quoted, "There are still many manuscripts of great scholars that need to be published first." Ayatollah Behjat had supernatural abilities. It was once said he met a man and told him they would be expecting a son by the name of Muhammad Hussein. The couple did not know they were expecting, nor did they know if it would be a boy. Ayatollah Behjat did not like pictures being taken of him, so a photographer tried taking a few pictures of him without his permission. When he went to print them, they were all white. Ayatollah Behjat had many decades of experience in mystical wayfaring. He was able to make a special journey through the established stations that the soul undertakes to attain proximity to God. Ayatollah Behjat passed away on May 17, 2009 in Qom at the age of 92. He will always be remembered for his complete devotion to Allah.